So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
We want to switch gears here, and we want to hear from another doctor, because you can't hear from enough doctors at a time like this, especially good ones like Dr. Riccardi. Dr. Riccardi is the Director of Interventional Cardiology and Structural Heart Disease at North Shore University Health System. This segment sponsored by North Shore Cardiovascular Institute. Dr. Riccardi, how are you doing? Are you doing your best at staying healthy? I know we need our healthcare workers and doctors to be as healthy as possible right now.
Yeah, indeed, I am. I'm doing my best. How are you?
I'm doing okay, just kind of one day at a time. I think that's where my head is at the moment. I do want to talk to you a couple things about your actual specialty, and a lot of people would be impacted by what it is you do. But can I ask you a question first? When you look at the global data for coronavirus, there's no question that underlying conditions is a factor in terms of potential complications and severity. I've heard, though, that heart and vascular conditions are on that list. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, well, very much so. I think, you know, much has been said about people who are immunocompromised, of course, maybe through chemotherapy or other illnesses, but certainly people with underlying heart disease are at risk because they are compromised, the compromised cardiovascular system. And so as a cardiovascular specialist, of course, we're particularly focused in on how they may be affected more than maybe just the average person should they contract the disease.
Yeah, it's good to know and good to keep track of that, people in your family who need the special protection and special isolation in these times. I want to ask you about the most common interventional procedures that you perform and who are the best candidates for those procedures.
Yeah. So in my field of interventional cardiology, we perform procedures typically on people who have, say, blocked coronary arteries or valvular heart conditions that require valve replacement or repair. And these are often procedures that are done somewhat urgently or semi-electively, but there are a small proportion, of course, that are done emergently that need to be done ASAP. Mm-hmm. So that you can imagine how this COVID crisis would impact our ability to take care of patients in both groups. The people who have emergency needs will be cared for. We have a system in place, like many throughout the Chicagoland area, that can still accommodate, of course, the emergent cardiovascular problem that requires a procedure for the patient to get well. And then there are those who have less urgent needs, and they're a little more tough because their procedures are being postponed a bit until this crisis ends.
Yeah, how are you speaking with patients at this time? Because elective surgeries, as you pointed out, they're not happening, but people who might still need contact with their doctors in this interim at North Shore, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so it's first, I just want to recognize the fact that this is intensely scary for patients because one day they're being told, oh, you have, say, a severe valvular heart problem, and the next day they're being told, well, we can't take care of you right away because we have this other crisis looming. So what we're doing at North Shore is, first of all, we've consolidated a lot of our cardiac services. We're fortunate in that we have many hospitals and many, you know, sort of care locations. So we've consolidated many of the cardiac services to just a few of those. So when patients do need to be seen or if they need a procedure, that we have the wherewithal to get them in a part of our system that can care for them. That's one thing. The other thing we're doing is we're doing a lot of we're trying to avoid patients coming into our facilities for obvious reasons, but the most important of which is for their safety, so they don't come into an environment where they could contract the disease, and it's very hard to socially distance in a hospital or in a clinic. So we try to avoid them coming in, and we use telehealth. So we use a combination of audio, phone call, and sometimes video, so that we can interact with our patients, assess their needs, and see how urgently they may need us. So that's what we're doing very aggressively. I think almost 90% of our interactions now with our outpatients are through telehealth or telemedicine.
It's just the way it has to be right now. Dr. Riccardi, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure, of course.
taking time out of your busy day. Stay well yourself, and you can visit northshore.org/cardio for more information there.